Like many students at CU Boulder, Vera Yuong had a hard time believing her eyes as she watched fires rage across Louisville and Superior on live television.
It just felt super unreal. Like, I can't believe this is happening really close to where I live. And just seeing it on TV, it was just really crazy. And it didn't really sit or like settle in until the next day after seeing how many homes burned down. I think it was over 600 to 1,000. And just knowing that it was so close to where I go to school and how much it affected so many students and staff and professors, and that things would change when we go back to school.
On December 31st, the day after the fires, the university announced that the spring semester would begin its first 2 weeks with remote learning. Chancellor Philip DiStefano indicated in a written statement sent out to students that the remote start will allow the university to provide the support needed to our impacted students, faculty, and staff. However, many students, including Yuong, wondered if delaying in-person classes will be enough to support the affected community.
I feel like, I'm glad that CU is being more flexible with the 2 weeks, but also at the same time, they could be more flexible, because I don't know anyone personally that like lost their homes, but I've heard of people from online, and being remote is helping a little bit. But at the same time, if you're learning at home, they don't have homes to go to. They've lost everything in their houses. They probably don't have the technology they need to catch up for those 2 weeks. So I really hope that they provide them with the technology or even the housing for those students.
The past couple of years have been challenging for Boulder residents and the University of Colorado with the pandemic, a mass shooting, and now these devastating wildfires. For many students, these events have felt overwhelming on top of their academic responsibilities. CU student Dominic Fiscalini says he sometimes has to tune out the news to focus and cope.
I used to have really bad anxiety about this stuff in high school, and as bad as it sounds, the best way for me to get past it is just to pretend like it's not there and focus in my entire mind on school. I mean, I know it's a problem. There's stuff I can do to help it, and I do what I can to help. But I try not to over-worry myself for the sake of my insanity.
Many students are left to grapple with these unprecedented events without any support. CU Boulder Junior Marguerite Adwan looks at these events as just something to get through.
I feel like at the end of the day, I just wanted to, you know, get the degree. Like, everyone has to go through a struggle. And if this is what I have to do to get the degree, I'm just going to have to do it, because nothing is easy. Nothing is straight line.
But entering a new semester with remote learning and COVID cases at their highest peak and on the heels of a major disaster is undeniably stressful for many. Vera Yuong wonders about the long-term impacts her college experience will have on her and her fellow students' futures.
Being able to interact with professors and other students, because I know a lot of kids, when they go out and find jobs after, a lot of that is like through connections and speaking with their mentors or like with their professors and helping them get like research positions or internships. And just the connections are affecting kids like years down the line when they're trying to find jobs after graduation. So it's really not just about like learning in those 4 years. It really affects kids afterwards.
The challenges these students face extend beyond campus into the community at large. But they are learning to perform a high-stakes juggling act while walking a tightrope into independent adulthood. For KGNU, I'm Ellie Stuckrath in Boulder.